Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Looks like the Deshaun Watson stuff is heating up a little bit again today. So Dan Graziano at ESPN, he reports that Watson has met with the new head coach in Houston, David Culley, and reiterated he does not plan on playing for that team again, and he wants to be traded. So, definitely.
They can't kidnap this young man.
Like, I mean, if they choose to let him sit and not be paid, it's the old, you know, cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Yeah.
It just, you know, you could do it, but it doesn't make any sense because someone's going to give you a bounty for him. Doesn't want to be there. And you're going to be able to get something, I would say, record-breaking in return. There's a story I've been trying to get to for all week about what Peter King said about what the Dolphins could potentially give up for him, for Deshaun.
Yeah, and they got to give it up. But, like, right now, the Houston Texans, they can capitalize on Deshaun Watson now. If it gets to a point where he's not playing, they are not going to get what they can get today for him because now he – The buyer has the leverage. Right now, the seller can have the leverage. We're giving you a 25-year-old all-pro quarterback. If he just flat-out doesn't play, Houston is now going to get short, you know, and I think the Dolphins should short him if it's in 3 or 4 months from now. Like, I don't know what Houston's doing right now with Deshaun. He's coming out flat-out and saying, I do not want to be here. Capitalize on him not wanting to be there. I think they're making a gigantic mistake.
Peter King at Pro Football Talk on NBCSports.com, he wrote about the Dolphins. You know, you'd hear a big loud, we're not trading Tua if the Dolphins weren't at least pondering Watson, right? And they've never said, we're not trading Tua. They say he's our quarterback.
Yeah.
But they don't say, we're not trading Tua. So he's saying they're pondering it. And he says, why wouldn't they be? It'd be extremely hard after seeing 1 year of Tua to think that his mega upside would equal 2021 Deshaun Watson. So it's logical to at least look into it. Here's the Peter King proposal. Miami trades Christian Wilkins, Tua Tagovailoa, the first round picks in 2021 and 2023, second round picks in 2021 and 2022 for Deshaun Watson. Now, I would do it because I told you I'll give up whatever it takes to get Deshaun Watson in a Dolphins uniform. So I would do it. I've got no problem with it. But the interesting thing to me is if you're Houston and you keep saying, we're not going to trade him, we're not going to trade him, we're not going to trade him. And here comes the Miami Dolphins and they say, we're going to give you Tua Tagovailoa. You could trade him. He's still a trade chip. We'll give you Tua. We're going to give you Christian Wilkins. Pretty damn good, right? Pretty damn good defensive end. Young. We're going to give you Tua. We're going to give you Christian Wilkins. We're going to give you our 2 first-round picks in 2021. We're going to give you our first-round pick in 2023. We're going to give you our second-round picks in 2021, 2020, 2022. How do you say no?
They probably can't. That is, and you know what? That's really, if you think about it, that's 5 first-round picks.
That's right.
Christian Wilkins was a first rounder. Tua was a first rounder. The third this year, the 18th this year, and the first in 2023. The second in 2022 and 2021. Ugh. And I'm okay with that, Hawk.
I think you have to be. But the thing is, Watson. Like you're saying, where you're saying, hey, is Houston really going to sit him and not pay him for a season? Like, I get it. Hey, we signed you to a long contract. You're the cornerstone of our franchise. Like, I get it, right? You want him to be there. But then if the Dolphins come calling with that kind of proposal, how do you say no? You can restock the team.
5 1s and 2 2s is what it ends up being.
Right. Because of Wilkins and Tua.
And on both sides, on the Houston side, I get 5 1s. I get 2 first-round players that were picked in the first round, and they are NFL starters. Christian Wilkins is going to be an NFL starter. Whatever team he goes to, Christian's getting in the game. Tua is the wild card of this whole cog is Tua. But I'm sure guys love Tua. So 5 1s and 2 2s. You have to go with that, Houston. You can't not ignore that offer.
And by the way, talk about it. Even if you don't love Tua, you could flip him for a first rounder. I know you could.
Yeah.
I know, even if it was a late first rounder, you could flip him for another first rounder. So then you've got 4 first-round picks and then 1 first-round player, you know? Interesting.
And why would they can't hold out on him like
that? That's what I'm saying. Like someone's going to come to them with that kind of offer. And so you can hold out all you want, but at some point Coach Kali is going to say, hey, we're spinning our wheels here. He made it very clear to me. He does not want to play here. So I got to get some pieces. I need pieces. Him sitting on the sidelines, you know, okay, he doesn't go out somewhere and ball for them, but we're not going to be doing anything. So
and the story that just came out, and I see it on Twitter now, think about that, Hawk. Think about that, you know, listeners. He sat down in a room with the new head coach and very respectfully told him, I do not want to play for you. I don't want to be on this team. I don't want to be in Houston. I want to be somewhere else. And they had a conversation about this. This was a dialogue about this. And the reports are that they came out of that meeting with the fact that Deshaun still does not want to be in Houston. So you gave me the GM and you presented him to me. You presented the head coach to me. I don't want to play for y'all. Let me go. Free me. Release me. Trade me. Whatever. But I'm not playing for you. They've already sat in the room. This is, I think now after this report, I think Deshaun Watson is really going to get out of Houston. Because this is the last straw, sitting down with the entire organization.
Yeah, because and I'll tell you, his out, you know, he had this posture of wanting to be traded. His out would have been, you know what? I met with the new head coach. I love the way that he's going to approach the season, and he's given me his word, and I happen to like living here in this city. I'm going to give Coach Cully a chance, right? Like, that would have been his out. Yes. I've got a strong posture of wanting to be traded. He could wait till he has the meeting with the coach and says, you know what? I had a great meeting with Coach Cully, and I'm willing to give his operation a chance. He didn't. So he's telling you flat out, like, I ain't playing for the Texans again. So now, now it's up to the Texans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.